For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. States easing virus restrictions despite experts' warnings. France's Sarkozy convicted of corruption, sentenced to jail. And Prince Philip moved to specialised London Heart Hospital. It's Tuesday, March 2. I'm Anthony Davis. With the US vaccination drive picking up speed and a third formula on the way, states eager to reopen for business are easing coronavirus restrictions, despite warnings from health experts that the outbreak is far from over and that moving too quickly could prolong the misery. The United States reported a 3% decline in new cases of COVID-19 last week, a much smaller drop than in the previous 6 weeks, and health officials warned that progress against the global pandemic was stalling. Massachusetts on Monday made it much easier to grab dinner and a show. In Missouri, where individual communities get to make the rules, the two biggest metropolitan areas, St. Louis and Kansas City, are relaxing some measures. Iowa's governor recently lifted mask requirements and limits on the number of people allowed in bars and restaurants. The push to reopen comes as COVID-19 vaccine shipments to the states are ramping up. Nearly 20% of the nation's adults, or over 50 million people, have received at least one dose of vaccine, and 10% have been fully inoculated 2.5 months into the campaign to snuff out the virus, according to the CDC. Johnson & Johnson shipped out nearly 4 million doses of its newly authorized one-shot COVID-19 vaccine on Sunday night to be delivered to states for use starting today. But the efforts come with strong warnings from health officials against reopening too quickly as worrisome coronavirus variants spread. On Monday, the head of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, urgently warned state officials and ordinary Americans not to let down their guard, saying she is really worried about reports that more states are rolling back the exact public health measures that we have recommended. A Paris court found French former President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty of corruption and influence peddling on Monday and sentenced him to a year in prison. He can ask to serve that time at home and also plans to appeal. The 66-year-old, who was president from 2007 to 2012, was convicted of trying to bribe a magistrate in exchange for information about a legal case in which he was implicated. He will remain free while he appeals, but it was a blow to the retired politician, who still plays an influential role in French conservative politics. It's not the end of his legal troubles either. He faces another trial later this month and is also under investigation in a third case. The ruling marks the first time in France's modern history that a former president has been convicted of corruption and given a prison term. His predecessor, Jacques Chirac, was found guilty in 2011 of misuse of public money during his time as Paris mayor, not considered a corruption offence, and was given a 2-year suspended prison sentence. The court said Sarkozy is entitled to ask to be detained at home with an electronic bracelet, as is the case for any sentence of 2 years or less. He also received a 2-year suspended sentence, which he will not have to serve if he commits no new offence in the next 5 years. The court found that Sarkozy and his co-defendants sealed a pact of corruption based on consistent and serious evidence. The court said the case was particularly serious given that the acts were committed by a former president for his personal gain. In addition, as a lawyer by training, Sarkozy was perfectly aware that what he was doing was illegal, the court said. Prince Philip was transferred on Monday to a specialised London heart hospital to undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition, as he continues to be treated for an unspecified infection, Buckingham Palace said. The 99-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth II was moved from King Edward VII Hospital, where he's been treated since February 17th, to St Bartholomew's Hospital, which specialises in cardiac care. The palace says Philip remains comfortable and is responding to treatment, but is expected to remain in hospital until at least the end of the week. Philip was admitted to the private King Edward VII Hospital in London after feeling ill. Philip's illness is not believed to be related to COVID-19. Both he and the 94-year-old Queen received their first dose of a coronavirus vaccine in early January. Philip, who retired from royal duties in 2017, rarely appears in public now. During England's current coronavirus lockdown, Philip, also known as the Duke of Edinburgh, has been staying at Windsor Castle, west of London, with the Queen. Philip married the then Princess Elizabeth in 1947 and is the longest-serving royal consort in British history. He and the Queen have 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.